SBS Radio.
At a fine dining restaurant overlooking the River Torrens and Adelaide's city skyline, a broad and uniquely Australian cuisine is on the menu for a group of Aboriginal students. Emu, crocodile and kangaroo meat are served at the Red Ochre restaurant, served with native ingredients such as lemon myrtle, fried saltbush and finger lime. It's all part of what those in the industry say is a booming interest in native cuisine. And for this group of students, it's something they hope to draw inspiration from as they begin their careers in the hospitality industry. Narangiri teenager from Mount Barker, Kyle Sampson, says learning about native ingredients is inspiring.
It involves our own culture, and I'm actually very keen on my culture and, you know, national ingredients and all like bush tucker, it's all good for me, man. I like it. It keeps it alive. It keeps you knowing who you and your people are.
The 17-year-old Kyle is one of 11 students from the South Australian Aboriginal Secondary Training Academy participating in the inaugural program. It's giving secondary school students the chance to travel to Adelaide and gain a free TAFE Level Certificate 3 in hospitality. The students hail from across the state and come together for 3 intensive training weeks in Adelaide. It's fully funded by the state government's Work Ready program. The program teaches the basics of the hospitality industry, working in kitchens, behind the bar, and table service. It aims to give them practical experience and knowledge to make them highly employable in the industry. For Kyle, who hopes to gain employment as a bartender or barista when he finishes school, the course has helped him increase his confidence communicating and working in the industry.
Just growing up, my parents never had any of like this opportunities to, you know, work in a workplace like this, you know, and get a learning education, you know, like in a good environment. I never had that. So yeah, I can say they're pretty happy for me and where I am now.
Overall, youth unemployment in South Australia is at 15.2%, higher than the national average of 11.6%. Among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth across the country, unemployment rates are at 27%, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Training coordinator Dee Slade has been teaching hospitality for almost 2 decades. She says it's heartening to see young Aboriginal students coming through and learning practical skills in the workplace.
In the beginning, the students were very quiet. They didn't talk much. They certainly didn't work together as a group. And as the training progressed, they became more confident.
Some of the students have already gained casual employment through the course, and Ms. Slade says the industry is supportive of helping young Aboriginal students get a start in the workplace.
Hospitality is very underrepresented by Indigenous, so I absolutely like to see more working in the industry.
Daniel Rees is the head chef at Red Ochre. He says interest in native cuisine is growing, and young Aboriginal employees have a lot to offer the industry.
We're kind of in the last year or so, especially in Adelaide, we've noticed a huge trend with a lot of restaurants dropping what they were doing and focusing on natives. I think we're at the era where people are just trying to get past what they've always known and try something a little bit different.
With kangaroo tail goiza and tempura crocodile as menu staples, the restaurant is extremely popular with tourists. But Mr. Rees says the interest is also growing among locals. After trying many of the native flora, like sunrise lime, ground wattle seed, and kakala, for the first time, 16-year-old Michaela Ridney Cropinieri from Adelaide says she's interested in using them herself in the future, as she hopes to gain employment working in the kitchen.
I'd certainly like to add some of the sweeter things to Monday desserts, and like kind of give a Indigenous twist to like more traditional food.
Johnny Blakali, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.